Okay.
Good evening. I'm going to open this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission on July 1st, 2019 at 5:32 PM. Let's go ahead and do roll call.
Juanetta Hill.
Present.
Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Sharon Stetter is excused. Laura Morgan.
Present.
Kate Drew Wilkinson.
Present.
Sandra Smith is excused. Bill Higgins.
Present.
Nina Williams, present.
As I assume we have no call to the public, we'll go ahead to the approval of the minutes of the June 12, 2019 special meeting.
And that is, the action agenda is front and back.
I move that we approve the minutes of the May 6, 2019 meeting.
June 12.
June 12.
That's what I said. June 12.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. June 12.
Do I have a second?
Yes, a second.
All right. All ayes?
Aye.
All right. We'll go ahead to item two. Discussion and possible approval to pay Tamara Page $200 for designing a poster for the Sig Art vending machine. We discussed this last time, if you guys recall. She had made us a poster for the ongoing marketing of the machine. She already actually had made the poster, and we had to vote on it this time to get her paid for it. So, do I have any questions about that? Do I have a motion?
I can motion with it.
Go ahead, Kate. You said you read the item.
Motion, the discussion of approval to pay Tamara Page $200 for designing a poster for the Ciggy Art machine.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All ayes?
Aye.
Thank you, guys. All right. We're moving along this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Item three, discussion and possible approval for Sharon Sutter to purchase boxes and canvases for the Sig Art machine and for her to be reimbursed the amount. Nina and I were both equally confused. We thought that's what Sharon had wanted, so I didn't change it, but she did actually want the city to pay for it first. What I ask in this is just for the ongoing costs, more boxes, wrong set of boxes, we're out of canvases.
Right.
So what I'm asking tonight is to vote to approve this. If Sharon wants to do that, if she doesn't want to wait till the next meeting to get approval for the city, she can go ahead and buy them and be reimbursed. And then we'll just, next meeting, we'll vote to go ahead and pay for it for the city. This gives us some options.
That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I know, it's unfortunate because I think she wanted the city obviously to pay for it. But,
well, she does.
Yeah.
I spoke to her today and it just seems that we might have to have this one time, have her buy it and pay, and then after that it becomes automatic.
Exactly. So this is the second best option. This is the best option that we have right now. So, do I have a motion?
I'll motion that we approve for Sharon Sutter to purchase boxes and canvases for the Sig Art machine pending. And for her to be reimbursed for the amount.
Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Kate seconded. All ayes?
Aye.
All right. So next time, I'll put it on the agenda to change it, but this gives us the best possible thing. She was hoping we could do something, but you can't amend it, an item that much.
Right.
So I'll call her tomorrow and talk to her about it, okay? No, they got out of order, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Can I move
yes.
items?
Mm-hmm. I just realized they got out of order too.
Let's put item four at the end. That's usually where we have it, which is the discussion regarding the general purpose. Let's go ahead to item five. Discussion regarding the ongoing project cigarette machine. And that was just, I was going to give you guys a little bit of an update. In the last month, it looks like we're close to $1,500 in sales for the 1 month after the event. That's great. Because you imagine if we were to keep this up, $1,500 a month for 12 months, it's far more than we could probably raise annually in a regular fundraiser. So I was really happy about that. The space that it's at seems great.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working to fix it so that there are not those paper things, but there's some sort of vellum stick-on thing that'll be on there.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing with the cigarette machine is ongoing marketing.
And maintenance. And maintenance.
Maintenance, but I'm gonna be putting it up online again. We talked about newspapers. I think Sharon was gonna talk to them about how much. She's not here, so we'll get back with her about that, the price of advertising through the paper. Councilman Higgins is cursing at my meeting. But I want to, Sharon's keeping track very closely. So over the next few months, we're going to really be able to gauge if it starts dropping, you know? And then I think that's when we're going to step in and try and push it again. Someone recently mentioned the idea of having like a biannual, just a little cocktail party. You know, pressure when we have new artists and things. So just an idea.
Have we got new artists yet, or are we in the same ones?
I think Dale's been put in, Dale Miller, when Ed Briggs ran out of canvases, but I know there's about 10 people who are waiting for a slot.
I recently talked to Ryan down at PSA, and they're in the midst of getting new management, so I told them that I'd send over all the docs and stuff and see if they're wanting to go over it.
That's great.
With the changes that have happened for them.
Yeah, PSA now became a different organization, right?
It is. It's some new name, but they did retain that Art Awakenings.
Yeah, the art, that's still in there.
Yeah.
So same thing, if somebody approaches you or you see somebody in town that you think, you know, you would be perfect, send them, you know, to the email or to Sharon Sutter, because we are going to run out of, people are going to get tired of doing it, and then we'll have new people, because there's quite a few lined up to do it, so. Anybody have anything else to add? So we're doing okay.
Doing great.
Item 6, discussion and possible approval regarding grant cycle for the Bisbee Arts Commission. Just as a refresher, last year we waited too long. We had our grant cycle in January, even though it was 2018's grant cycle. Would it be possible that we schedule it for this fall, even though this is by fiscal year, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, if we set it in, say, October or November, we would have more time to advertise, because one of the things that's disappointing is we just don't have as many. I would like it to be a little bit more competitive, you know?
Probably October would be better.
October would be better?
Because November we get holidays.
Yeah.
That's a good point, and people get distracted.
People get distracted or forget, and then they run out of time and it's too late. So
Right, last year it was like on the new year that we had the.
Yeah.
So I would just like to have it a little bit earlier. There's more people in town. And then we have more time to advertise. So does anybody have any input about that? We didn't even actually spend our whole budget for grants.
Mm-mm.
And so if we can really get out there, you know, and actually do some, I was thinking getting in front of the post office for once and not actually begging for money, but talking to people about how we're giving away money and having a wider variety of people apply.
That would be real fun.
Yeah, it would make it more fun for us, and it would make it better, healthier for the community.
So, are you saying that you did not have an adequate amount of people applying?
We did not spend our whole budget.
Okay.
So we had $5,000 in a budget for the grants, but we didn't spend it all. We just didn't have as many applicants as I think it would be healthy. And so I'd really like to push having more people. We are theoretically making more money, so I'd like to get it back into the community. Traditionally, we give up to $500, right? And it would be nice to have, you know, people really a little bit more competitive. One of my dreams is sort of getting the application process online, but it's not inclusive enough because a lot of people don't know how to use those, you know, online forms. So. But just, that's my idea, set it for October.
I'm sure a lot of people don't even know about it, and that's why.
And that's what getting, we need some, get the word out.
We do.
So it would go from October to September of 2020?
Well, no, so it would be, October would be our October meeting would be the date where applicants come in. So that would mean that we start advertising.
Do you want it to, though, do you want it to go through October, so like maybe the 17th, and then it'll be on the 4th of November when they can come in?
That's
that
better.
Gives them at least 2 weeks for me to contact, or a week, no,
yes.
2 weeks for me to contact them and make sure that they show up.
That sounds more sensible, yeah.
Okay, so
does that sound sensible to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we can actually talk about the next meeting about getting some community outreach together.
So my question is, are we in our function as a commission? Are we just doing the grant cycle, or can we do other things? Like we had the Tucson Symphony event thing. So when we had that, is that something that we could do kind of separately instead of as a grant?
Well,
so,
it's like the sponsorships that we used to do for the...
And that's how we broke it down. So the grants,
yeah.
Now, I redid the grant application. So the grants, which are on a yearly basis, are for individual artists or groups, collaboratives. And then, just as a reminder, so that sponsorships are rolling, which means that I just got something on an email, it was like 2 days ago, from Bratz,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Bisbee Rolling mm-hmm. Arts. They're asking for a sponsorship. And the reason that we did it like that is that, so that any time during the year, if an organization's like, we want to do something art-related, but we can't wait until the next grant cycle next year, then they can come to us and say, hey, we would like to get sponsored. The symphony did that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they filled out an application. It was a little bit confused. But they'd be like, hey, we need $1,000 to pull this off. And that can happen anytime. And I'm totally for that, if you guys are.
Okay. And do we sponsor any, you know, there's a lot of theater that goes on. We're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we sponsor specific, there are several.
Yeah.
And we've got quite a few now, so...
Mm-hmm. If they come to us, I mean, that's the main thing about, that's what I'm saying about public, we need a little bit more public outreach so that people know that they can come to us and be able to explain that difference. Like, if you're an organization, anytime during the year, you can come and say, hey, you know, what I asked for is write a synopsis of what you're doing, give me an amount of money, come to the meeting and talk to us about it anytime during the year. And then the grant cycle is for individual artists.
Got it.
But yeah, I mean, we're open to anything, but nobody will know that unless we get out there.
But let me get something clear. So somebody comes to you in February.
Yes.
And says, I've got a production in April.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially, yes, if it's an organization. If an individual artist is like, I want to build a sculpture next week.
That's
and,
a good thing.
And that has to be yearly just to keep track of it, because otherwise we potentially can get requests from individual artists all year, because there's so many more than organizations.
So like a sponsor said, a sponsorship is more like for an event or an activity.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
While a grant is more for a project.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the way that I think of it, yeah.
Got it.
And I just, because what we were saying before I was on the Arts Commission is that the grants, there were a lot of organizations applying for grants, and there weren't a lot of individual artists receiving grants. And that's actually not just us, that's sort of a national thing that's occurred, is where there's like more money going to organizations and individual artists. And that was just important to me to change that conversation a little bit. So people, you know, you want to write a book, come and ask us, you know, make it a little bit more possible. So we need a vote on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be grants due by...
October 17th.
All right. I move to... start our grant cycle, but that would be in by.
In by.
So I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase that.
It would be submitted.
Right, submitted. I move to make our submission due date October 3rd.
17th.
October 17th of 2019 for the Bisbee Arts Commission. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any days? And so then next meeting we're going to talk about, and we can all go out and do a little bit of public outreach. That gives
mm-hmm.
us plenty of time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot more than last year. We were just like, oh my God, we have to get this done. And I feel like we advertised in the paper, but.
Right.
And we'll do that again. And so next time we can vote on advertising costs.
Well,
right.
It's just going to be whatever, no.
Well, I mean, we vote on advertising the paper. We do vote on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that you're going to put an advertisement
yeah.
in there, but it'll be however big it is how much you'll charge.
Okay.
And then, like, I always mail, mock it up, and then send it to you for your approval.
Okay.
I know we've already voted on this, but are there any specific criteria for individuals applying for the grant?
Yes, and so you haven't gone through that. I'll send you the application, or maybe not. I can send you the application and she'll send it to you.
Actually, I'll just write a note to send her the application.
Yeah. Okay. And then you can see what it is. I tried to keep it fairly short. It's longer than it used to be, but I don't think there's like, you have to be, I don't even think you have to be a resident of Bisbee, but you have to do something that is mostly Bisbee centered. So like, if you were putting on a play in Sierra Vista, that would not work, you know? But if you are from Sierra Vista and you're putting on a play on Bisbee, that would, those are the things, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we do allow artists to pay themselves somewhat, so. Yeah, so back to the end, discussion regarding the general purpose. And like I said, I always put this on here in case somebody wants to bring up an idea.
How are we doing with the sign that's at the post office, by the way?
We'll call tomorrow and see what they're at. That's actually, Public Works is the one that's doing that now. Public Works, the bulletin board.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I can ask Jesus.
Yeah, Public Works.
I'll see him tomorrow.
Just as a reminder, we were going to fix the bulletin board, but then at our last meeting, the meeting that Bill and I had with Public Works, they said they were going to do it, so.
Okay.
But I don't know, their timeline, I mean, we asked them, they're like, oh, we'll just order it today or tomorrow, right? That's what they said.
Yeah.
But there's a million things on their list, God knows, so we'll check in with them tomorrow and I'll get an update next time. Anybody have anything about going forward? Mural-wise, I'm still waiting to, she's not done yet, so we'll have something on the next agenda, but.
Well, we don't have to map out an event for next year this time because we've got the sink machine.
Potentially no, and that's what we're all hoping for.
We're believing in it.
I do like the idea of having some little things, and one of those things that, you know, I look at what other arts commissions do across the country, and obviously we're a very small town, so we can't have huge parties all the time, but if somebody had a pet project, like we wanted to sponsor the idea of having movies in City Park, like, or one movie in City Park, you wanted to show an art documentary or something. That kind of stuff I think is totally feasible. You know, it really just takes one person who thinks that's something that should happen. Same thing with the craft fair, and that sort of fell apart with Central School and the craft fair this year. That had nothing to do with us, and Central School decided to not have a craft fair this year.
Craft fairs are just simply better when they're in the park.
I think Subway would be great too.
The City Park would be awesome.
So that's something.
Subway would be awesome.
Sponsoring some sort of craft fair is something that I would like.
We need to think about
that.
I think City Park's pretty good because really it's enough open space where you could actually make the amount of vendors that we probably would have look like a lot.
And you've got the trees, which make it's pretty.
Yeah,
it is pretty.
There is something to having a smaller space that makes it look full.
And so, it's centrally located, so visitors that aren't familiar with City Park, they are right there in the little town.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they have
Subway is hard to find for strangers, actually.
The other thing that I would like to think about, and just as a brainstorm, and to come back next time, is I would like to think about how we could give Warren or San Jose more input on the arts, or do something for those neighborhoods. I know we all love Old Bisbee, and that's where most of the tourists are, but our citizens are in all three, are on all these boards.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we should think about doing something. I know that Andy Heretic really wanted to do some sort of crazy mosaic tile in Warren, which was going to cost us too much.
Yeah, particularly San Jose, because it's much more oblique.
Yes, and we just forget about them.
That's what I mean.
I mean, I feel like we need to look and see how we can serve those communities as well.
I mean, as soon as you get your mural chops in, you might be able to do. Who owns the library building? It must be the city, right?
They're actually. So, who owns the annex?
We just.
Because they're putting a mural on it. They didn't go through design and review board.
No, it's the county.
That's the county.
Because it's their school. I think it's the county's.
Yeah. I don't think
or maybe actually it may be the school district. It's the school district because it's the not used middle school.
So if the city owns it, it has to go through design and review board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, It's also the thought about doing something over here, you know?
Here.
Here.
Like.
Right here?
Here.
I want to see it, yeah.
It's not particularly picturesque here.
We could mural the whole thing.
Oh, mural.
Maybe we could talk to, I'll talk to Nina and some of you guys and see if there's anything that aesthetically you guys would want help with, you know? But just thinking about the other parts of the community.
Saginaw has a little park right in the middle of it.
I didn't realize that.
It's like a child's playground, but it's a little park.
Hey.
And Saginaw is a you know, it's a neglected part of town. You know, if we could do a little something and bring some people to Saginaw, that might be.
Is that park run by the city?
You know, let's not forget about Saginaw.
That I'm not sure of.
Can you find out if that park is owned by the city?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? Okay, because I didn't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
That's the city park.
You know, the most fun on that, the thing that's fun about being on a commission like this is that it's like, you know, find that thing that you think needs to be done, and then we all support it, you know? God knows, I have a million things that I think should be done, but I just want to support everybody else's ideas. There's got to be ways like that. That's a great idea. I love the
Saginaw,
idea.
Saginaw, definitely. The Saginaw gets kind of, Saginaw gets a dodgy name, and it's not fair, really.
I've been in contact with some people from Saginaw about other issues. They would be thrilled if we did something in that little park.
That's what always happens, is that the areas with the highest revenue are the ones that get the most attention. And they're actually the ones who need the art the least. You know?
Sure.
What were you going to say?
Could I get y'all to speak into the microphone?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Who would you talk with in the San Jose area?
I would first talk with your ward representative. You're not going to actually... Well, no, you're not... Not San Jose.
Oh, I thought you said Saginaw.
He's Saginaw.
Yeah. He's Saginaw.
He's Saginaw.
I said who's in the San Jose area.
So tomorrow night they will be voting on a new one,
and that will be Anna Klein.
And Anna Klein is the one that is currently. Would anybody? Would you like to talk? Would you?
I live in San Jose.
Well, that's perfect. Would you volunteer to talk to your board representative about and see if she has any ideas?
Sure. That's
Anna Klein. Anna Klein. And if you go on the City of the Dew website, I think it will give you a phone number for Anna Klein.
It'll go straight to Ashley, so just email her.
Okay. So you email her and ask her, because that's the best way to go about it, is to talk to your board representative.
Okay.
So I would love to get some more arts going on in these communities, so that would be great. And then we'll put it on the agenda to talk about, you know, what you found.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. Item 7, future agenda items?
I have 3. Put the thing back on there for the canvases and the boxes that will be ongoing for the VAC to pay. Public outreach for the grants and sponsorships, and update on the bulletin board. Was there something else?
As we get closer, we'll see if she gets any contact with Anna Klein and see if anybody has any other ideas about, you know, things they want to see. But that sounds good for now. Also, remember, if anybody wants to add something to our agenda, all you have to do is email me before the meeting, or email Nina, she'll email me, and we can put it on. We just have to, it has to be the Wednesday before the meeting. We need it done by then, right?
Yes.
They gave us a few days, so. The Wednesday before our Arts Commission meetings. All right.
Yeah, I think we should have a sort of a really woken up year this year. So
I think
back on into.
Sounds great, and that's the thing, like I said, the most fun comes out of, you know, seeing a project through. So, I move to adjourn this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission. It's not even 6. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Any ayes?
Aye.
No nays? Good evening. That was the easiest.